Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
To hell and back is in the job description. Roughed up, scuffed up, run over, kicked, thrown, dropped, dunked, and done the unthinkable is a duty we've embraced for more than 40 years. Through superior engineering and constant innovation, only Pelican has conquered the chaos a life of ambition can dish out. And we've done it to empower you.
Yak Gadget, made in America, based outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Yak Gadget offers all kinds of storage accessories, quick mount motor mounts, anchor systems, track mounted accessories, even paddles. Go to yakgadget.com and get your kayak decked out for your next trip out on the water.
The 153 Bait Company, based in Troy, Ohio, make everything from plastics to custom painted hard baits. Hook them hard and hook them off. All of our baits are made to order and all of our hard baits are hand painted to order. So go to the153anglers.com to place your order today.
What up, Facebook, YouTube? How you doing? Good to see everybody this evening. How's it going, Jay?
It's going, Bri. It's definitely going.
You know what I'm doing here? I'm sharing up, boys and girls. Go down in the lower left-hand corner, smash that share button. Got Dwayne Wally in the house tonight. Mr. Turney X himself, fresh back from the Bass Nation Kayak Classic. I believe that's the correct terminology. So we're going to be talking about numerous things this evening. Drop in the comments where you're tuning in from. If you got any questions for our man of the hour tonight, feel free to drop them in the comments. Frankie Provolone in the house. What's up, Slayers? What's up, Frankie? Good to see you, buddy. A couple quick announcements. Monday night, 7 p.m., we will be live here on Facebook and YouTube for episode number 600, 3 years, Paddle and Fins, been in business. I don't think that's proper terminology, business. been bringing you live episodes and all that kind of good stuff, podcast, man. So we're going to have a laundry list of guests. We got a bunch of the hosts jumping on. So it's going to be a fun show. We got some giveaways. We got names like Drew Gregory.
Who?
Andrew Gregory.
And is that the one? That's that one guy. He's on that Crest team.
Crest.
Is it Crusty? Like Crescent. Crescent. That's right. I always get that wrong.
He just took fourth place at the Bass Nation Kayak Classic. So Drew Gregory will be in the house. Mike McKinstry, Catherine Field, John Thomas from Yak Gadget, Nick Carlson from Pelican, Jonathan Workman from 153 Baits. The list goes on and on. Yes. It'll be about a two-hour show. It'll be a ton of fun. So tune in. If you're listening on the podcast, you're going to want to jump in on that live action, because like I said, we'll have a bunch of stuff to give away. So it should be, a pretty cool show. We're going to share some stories. Oh, Aaron Steiger. Forgot Steiger's going to be on
Mr.
there.
Mr. Steiger.
Aaron Steiger. So it'll be a fun show. For those of you that are coming out this weekend to the Madison Chain for stop number 3 on the Paddle and Fin Trail Series stop. We will have the captain's meeting at Ale Asylum in Madison, Wisconsin.
That's correct.
If you can't make it to the captain's meeting, it will be live streamed right here on Facebook and YouTube. Make sure you listen in on that, because you will have to go get your board checked and pick up identifiers at a few of the numerous spots we'll have mapped out across a chain of lakes. Yeah, I think that's it. Did I miss anything?
No, I think you're pretty good.
Are we good?
I think so.
Last episode, Jay talked a lot. Let's see if we can keep the ball rolling.
I'm going to go in the other room today.
All right, let's get the man of the hour in the house. He's anxiously awaiting Mr. Dwayne Wally. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey guys, thank you so much for having me tonight.
Absolutely, man. We were conversating a little bit through Facebook Messenger, and you were like, "I'd love to be on the show," and I was like, "Why haven't you been on the show?"
Yeah. So, yeah. Why haven't I been on the show?
I know.
Luckily, you know a guy.
Yeah. So, you know, we tried to set it up for last week, and I totally didn't even put two and two together that you'd be down in Texas, and we made it work this week, man. So. We're happy to have you. Glad you made it. It's good to finally get you on here, man. It's something that we've talked about numerous times. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'll take the blame for this one.
He's a little infamous.
He is infamous. Like
you're in all the circles, Dwayne.
I don't know about all that, guys. You know, this week was a blast. It really was. You know, being able to, you know, kind of like you guys with your, would you say 600 and what, how many episodes?
Oh my gosh. It'll be 600 episodes on Monday morning. Wow. Will be 600. And then like the birthday show we're doing will actually be 601.
So let me ask you, what year did you start? Do you remember the month and the year you guys started? I'm just curious.
It'll be 3 years next week. It was June 24th or 25th of 2018.
It's amazing how you remember those days, isn't it? It really is. I remember the month and the year I started Attorney X. It just sticks with you, and you'll never forget it. So
I always know it's in like the June 20s, but because it's like our birthday coming up, I've actually looked it up a couple of times, so that's why I know it. But let's talk about that, man. Attorney X, like, how did that all come about? Like, why did you start Attorney X? Like, you guys have evolved so much, man, and you've done so much for the sport of kayak fishing. I mean, you guys got bank fishing tournaments, boat tournaments, all kinds of stuff like that on Attorney X, which is super cool. But like, how did that all start?
You know, when I was a kid, I started fishing as you probably did when we were, you know, really, really young. I remember seeing some photos of myself fishing from the bank when I was probably 3 years old. I had some penny loafers on, which is kind of weird. If I could find that picture, I'll make it be known eventually one day. But I was sitting in some like loafers fishing from the bank, and I had this rod in my hand, so, you know, over the years, I fished with my dad. My dad used to fish a lot of local tournaments, as we do now. So that just tells you just how long those local tournaments have been around. And I still had that want to fish tournament mentality. I wanted to fish. But, you know, over the years, family and job and things get in the way, and we lose that focus, you know. And so I kind of lost it for a long time, and I had the bass boat. My son was born back in 93. I'm sorry, 96. And I had a bass boat around 94 when my wife and I got married, and ended up selling it because of my son being born and all. And kind of shifted my focus to the family. But after a few years, maybe 10 years, whatever, I started getting back into fishing out of a John boat and enjoying that. And then this kayak thing, I go back to watching, if you remember 30 Miles Out and Ty Sutherland, I started watching his videos, and I was like, dude, that looks like fun. I mean, to run out to these oil rigs, these platform rigs, and fishing for these fish out there. I said, that'd be killer to do that. Right. And so I started looking around at the kayaks and started learning a little bit about them. And, ended up buying my first kayak and got out, and me and a buddy of mine were fishing, and we were had been fishing this local lake here and catching just some big bass and enjoying the day. And for about 2 months, we just kept, just back and forth talking about how can we run tournaments, because we don't have a live well. We have nowhere to put the fish. So we discussed that in depth multiple times. And finally, one day he told me, he said that I needed to start this and run with it and build it. And I had no idea where I was going. My side hustle is a web design company, and I've been doing that for about 20 years. Well, so that's all I really knew. I knew nothing about apps and nothing about any of that stuff. So we started kicking it around, and I ended up hiring a local developer, and we started writing the code for it. And we just kind of, it evolved from there. And that was October, November 2014. And so, this year will make 7 years for us. And we've been truly blessed. We've been blessed to have the community that we have, the anglers that we have, the support, even people just calling and saying, hey, can you make it do this? Can we do this? Can we do that? And, I have to prove it in my brain before I can make changes to things. I want to make sure it's viable before we make those changes, but we eventually get around to doing it. And, it's been a trip, man. It really has. I've been enjoying it. So
it's awesome, man. It's cool to see the evolution. I remember, 2019, I fished KBF pretty hard, and that was the year they came out with the Pro Tour. And,
remember those?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I would fish the Trail Series event, and then the Pro Tour, and it was such a pain because you had to upload your fish to both tournaments, right? And now you guys have like totally simplified that, where you can upload one fish to multiple tournaments. Guys are fishing monthlies and a Trail Series and a club event or a club monthly. And it's like, it seems like nowadays guys are like in six tournaments all in one day. You know what I mean? And you guys have simplified that. I remember those days, it's cool too, because you guys obviously, you've gone through struggles, obviously, and you've learned from them, and you continue to make the platform better and better, man, which is awesome.
If we didn't go through struggles, you as well, I'm sure with your podcast and things you do, if we didn't go through struggles, we wouldn't be where we are. It's just, it's like climbing that mountain or anything else in life. You have to go through those struggles to have success. And, you just got to keep working at it day by day. I remember back when these, I was showing you, I remember back when these were the thing. Okay.
Yep.
And so I remember we did a tournament, and you would go out, you'd take pictures on your SD card, and you'd put it in a Ziploc bag, and you put your name on the bag, and you would just turn it in and you'd leave. And then, 4 hours later, 5 hours later, there would be some sort of a leaderboard on a spreadsheet of some sort, and couldn't see pictures of fish. You didn't know who you beat, because there's only one sheet. There's no way to compare it to what you had against someone else. And now we can go in and actually pick the fish out and say, look at this. I beat him by half an inch, or I beat him by a quarter of an inch because I had this fish over that fish. And right. I love the transparency of it. That's the way, we want to be, is fully transparent to everyone to see what we got, so.
Well, totally. And what's cool is like nowadays it's fun watching the tournaments. And then not only that, but seeing like all these big fish that are being caught, Like I know I follow some tournaments from time to time, and what I'll do is I'll just go through, and I always like looking at big bass, and seeing these huge fish on catch boards and, bump boards in general. It's super cool. Nowadays with technology and
everybody's got a camera and a video camera on them. It makes it easy, you know?
Yep. Absolutely.
Whereas back in the day, if you didn't have a picture printed out to prove the fish you caught, nobody believe you. They call you a fisherman, you know?
That's right. You liar.
Yeah, exactly. You're telling fish stories again, man.
That's right.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
No, it's super cool, man. Super cool. We had Armando in here. He said, if the kayak community ever has a Hall of Fame, Dwayne should be on the first ballot. Tourney X is taking the sport to another level. Totally agree with that.
I appreciate that so much.
Frankie Provolone, Dwayne is one of the best guys to have in your corner.
May I tell you, Frank's something else. I have had multiple conversations with Frank. He and I have, I'd call him up. We'd just shoot the bull at night. And that guy is a freaking wild man. You hear me? I mean, if there ever was one, he is the guy. I believe he teaches, right? He's worked a school teacher or something like that. But
I believe that's
I wouldn't correct. Have guessed that.
Yeah. You know, his students aren't falling asleep in class.
No. Woo! Yeah. Old Frank. Oh, give us one of them, Frank. But yeah, he's something else.
That's awesome, man. So what's anything new that folks should know about for Tourney X? Like, you got any updates coming, things like
that? We've got some things we're doing. We're working on some fixes. There's some patches that come out with newer Androids. We're working on a couple of patches that Androids come out with some. They're switching to a different file format, where the old file format used to be like JPGs. They're going to HEIF and HEIC, which is a high efficiency whatever type file. And those files are really screwing with our app. And I put some posts out about it, trying to be full. Transparency, let people know if we're having problems. I don't mind telling them it's what we do, but currently we're working on those, and they should be out hopefully in a week or two, and we can get that patched up and fixed, so hopefully we won't have those problems anymore. But as you said in the beginning, we just got back from the Bassmaster Kayak Championship. They formally won't let us call it the Classic, because the Classic is the Classic. But just so you know, they call it the Championship, which is fine by me. What an event that was. I had Patrick Malone with me. I don't know if you guys know Patrick or not. Yep. But Patrick was with me. He was our director for the event and lead judge. And I was following his coattail with judging and trying to whatever he didn't have going on, I was trying to pick up that slack, you know. But what an event. I mean, we sat there and judged 900 and something fish, but the day I got there and saw that lake, now if you ever been to Possum Kingdom Lake, it is a fabulous lake. It's full of, it's rock ledges. It's big, huge 100-foot cliffs. And we got to ride out in a boat and look at some of the cliffs that they dive off of, which is kind of cool. But to see the lake and how muddy it was. It was a strawberry. It was almost like a red mud, if you could picture that. Almost like a strawberry muddy drink, you know, like a coffee with strawberry in it. But it was the ugliest thing you've ever seen in your life. But did it produce some fish?
Yeah, buddy.
My goodness. When we saw day one come in and saw Joe McElroy just hammering those 20s and coming out with a 21 average of five fish, you know, 21 inches a piece. What was it, 112? I don't remember what it was. I had it open here a minute ago, but
I know. Yeah. I think it was,
Joe had 107 and three quarters on day one. So that's 20.7 inches of fish each.
Yeah, and then Pendergraph had like what, 112 or something on day two?
Yes, yeah. On day two. 97 inch day one, 112 day two. A half an inch, I think it was a half an inch overall that they were, half an inch that split those two guys for, $20,000 paycheck. But, man, it was a slugfest. And then Brad Case was right there in third place with a 201 and, just not too far behind him. But the fun part was, and you mentioned Drew Gregory earlier, day one, Drew Gregory had 100 inches even. Okay. Yep. He came in there at the very end because in his fashion, the way he fishes, he's always somewhere out of the way fishing, but he's doing his job. I mean, a lot of people say sandbagger.
Sure.
Well, call it what you want to call it, but here's the deal. When you're going to work, you're going to work. And that's what Gregory does. He goes to work and he's working for a living. He's out there trying to catch some fish, and then he'll come back and submit his fish. And that's just the way certain people do it. But when he slammed 100 inches on the board day one, we're like, holy cow. And then day two, we didn't know where he was. I mean, we knew where he was, but we didn't know what his numbers were going to be.
Sure.
And so we're sitting there like nail biters looking at 200, 201, 208 inches. Okay, is he going to come in here with 108, 109 inches, 110 inches? And blow, all he needed was that one more 20-inch fish, and he would have walked away with 20 grand. So –
It's crazy. Drew is
consistent.
Yeah, I mean, I've been fortunate enough to actually fish with him. Obviously, my numbers did not turn out as good as his, but he is exceptional at exploiting certain locations and aspects of any body of water. Where he's strong all the time. Like he can. It's funny because like you say, sandbagger. It's like Drew already has a plan, and his plan is different than everybody else's plan every time. And he's going to do the stuff you don't want to do.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's not just Drew, though. If you'll think back looking at the Hobie BOS and other organizations like that, there are certain individuals that just don't submit fish. You know, they catch their fish, then they come and submit. So I don't necessarily call them sandbaggers, although people do. I think it's more of I'm going to work, and my number one job is to catch fish. My number two job is to submit them, and I'm going to leave myself ample time to get back to submit those fish, so I'm okay. So sometimes it can bite you, but sometimes that's a suspense part, you just don't know where those guys are going to come from.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know if somebody's like in transit. If you're a paddler versus a peddler versus a motor, If you're hopping in the truck like five times to like move on a big body of water, again, if you're on the fish, you're not going to stop and upload fish. There's no way.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have signal. There's so many things,
And the way they were catching fish, you saw Mark Pendergraph catching the fish. It was one after another, after another, after another. And man, he was just pounding them. And Joe was too the next day and the second day, of course. It just seemed like they found the juice, man. They were on them. And so,
I always find interesting is when you get all of these, all these top guys in plastic boats. I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. They tend to catch bigger and fish than some of the boat guys. boat guys. We all respect you. Like when we deal with inches and you guys deal with pounds, it's crazy how when some guys can like produce and then when multi fishermen, I should say, can produce and, at the highest level. It's amazing to see that. I couldn't do that. I just couldn't.
I catch 112 inches all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just 10 fish, not five.
Definitely. I don't even know the first thing about I've caught a couple 20 inch fish in my life. I've caught a few 19s, but I'm just not consistent enough.
I've never hit that century mark. Yeah. I think the closest I've been is 98 and a half. Like that.
I don't think I've been that close. I think I've been around 93. Somewhere in the low 90s, but I don't get to fish as much as most people do. I'm kind of too busy supporting the whole thing.
You gotta switch to pike, man. They're a lot bigger. You get the inches.
You get inches.
Three fish. You know, I'm into 100. I mean, we're good.
Got my 100. No, my plans to go get out, sneak out, and go fish tomorrow afternoon after my day job. So I'm getting real. We got this tropical depression coming in this weekend, and it's going to hammer us here. And supposedly an inch of rain, but I think I'm gonna sneak out tomorrow afternoon before it comes in, try to catch a few.
So let's talk about that for a second, because I think a lot of people don't realize that Tourney X is kind of your side gig, correct?
Yeah, I have three jobs. So I'm a maintenance electrician. I've been doing electrical work for about 35 years, and I fix stuff for a living. I find when there's a problem, I find a solution and I fix it. And that's been my main job for the past 23 years with a specific company I'm working with now. And then, you know, as I said earlier, I've been doing web designs, web hosting for about 20 years. And then the Tourney X gig that I do now. So
that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Man,
and then I fit in family time, and I fit in, you know, going to the beach with a wife when we get a chance, which we're going in about a month. I can't wait. I'm ready to get out of here and just go. See
there you go.
And I love to fish, man. I mean, I'm just as competitive as every other fisherman out there. When I go, I'm focused, and, you know, I'm hammering the water. My guys here in the local, they get it. You know, we're out there, you know, just pounding the water, you know, trying to find the fish and catch a fish. And I love it. But
that's awesome, man. That's awesome. Well, going back to the Bass Nation, you know, obviously this is the second year that it's been going. You know, first year, you know, it had some guys upset with that first event at the Classic. I want to say that I think this year was much better, obviously, you know, and it's cool that bass is really grabbing on to the kayak fishing world and things like that, man. What do you foresee, you know, in the future, just continuing to grow with bass?
I foresee it to get larger. I think it's going to get better. I think that we need to give it more time, like with anything else. It's no different than my business or your business or anything else.
Sure.
Everybody wants it now. I get that. Right. But it's not going to happen now. It's not, you know, Bass's bread and butter is the Elite Series, right? That's what it's always been. And if you look and see, they support the college, the high school, and they support other avenues, and also the Bass Nation itself. Yep. And we're just another part of the puzzle that they're putting together. They want us to be there. They want the kayak series to be there. They want it to grow because it's going to help them in the long run. And they're 100% in, I tell you, they are.
That's awesome.
But it's just like anything else. It takes time, and you got to nurture it. You got to simmer it. But I think that, in time, we're going to see this whole thing evolve into something really, really good. But people just need to understand patience.
Yeah,
I'm having to understand that, because when, you know, when Brian yourself calls me and says, "Hey, man, are we going to have a tournament over here for the Bass Series?" Well, I can't tell you that, Brian. I don't know, but I'll ask and see. But but when I have to ask, you know, 20 different questions from 20 different people, you know what I'm saying?
I do
what I can do, but we all just need to just have patience, you know.
Yeah. Here's one of those questions right now.
Yeah.
Will Bass Open have a Texas kayak series next year?
So you mean
I think he's talking Bass Nation.
Yeah. I have that's up to Texas. Sure. Texas can have what Texas wants. Okay. Mississippi can have it. Alabama can have it. And Louisiana can have it. Actually, Louisiana just started their Bass Nation kayak series. They're going to have one. Texas can drive over to Louisiana if they want to fish it and become, you know, try to be qualified. They can do that. But what I would say is that Texas needs to find someone in Texas to run that series. And if they need help, they can contact me on that and I'll help them get it started. But there needs to be a person or persons that needs to come together and say, hey, this is what we need to do, or this is what we want to do, and do it. So, that's, I mean, cool. That's any state, though. That's any state. I'm not specifying just Texas, but there are other states that are kind of like on that. They're on that that fence, trying to figure out, do we really want to do this or not? It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can do it. So,
well, let's talk about that. The work that goes into it, right? Like, what did it take to make this weekend, you know, this past weekend, come through and be what it was? I mean, I can only imagine, you know, you got 146 anglers, mm-hmm. you know.
Funny thing is, we had 270 that qualified, but right. only 146 signed up. And I get it. There's people that, you know, they fish, they qualify, or they fish because they wanted to be in there for the money, but not to necessarily qualification. I get that. And then we have people that just say, well, I got a family thing come up. I can't make it to that event. Mm-hmm. I understand that. And I'm glad we had the 146, 149, mm-hmm. what we had. I'm tickled to death. I wish we'd had 250 or, you know, 200, but, you were talking about the work that goes in. Geez, man, you know, 2 years ago, I was on the phone with five of the executives of Bass. You know, we were just driving on the highway going, I had about a 3 hour drive, and I talked to them for like an hour and a half. And then I let them use Tourney X for a little test tournament, and they were thrilled with it. So it's been a road. It's been a long road, but right. But we're getting there.
I believe it, man. I believe it. It's cool, man. You know, it's funny how many armchair tournament directors there are out there. But, and, you know, because we did a podcast last week, I think it was. And, you know, we were kind of talking about the three major kayak trails, Bass, KBF, Hobie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of running through and comparing and things like that. And, you know, just like you said, it's for Bass, it's young, you know, like yeah. it's literally been a year, guys and gals. And, but, you know, Bass is such an established entity, and and that was the one thing I brought up in that podcast was Bass reaches outside the kayak fishing world. KBF and Hobie, they're broadcasting within the kayak fishing world. You know, so, I mean, that's one way to look at it, you know, and, you know, and that's the thing too, like, you know, the kayak guys are earning the spotlight, you know, they're earning it. That's yep. the key word there with Bass. And, you know, we got 146 guys this year. We show them that, you know, the 280 that qualify for next year or whatever it is, they all show up and they're going to go, holy smokes. You know what I mean? Like, look at this. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's like we were talking about too. Like, I mean, you know, the platform is so vast. I mean,
yeah,
they've been around the block a few times, and the fact that they're now coming into the fold, you know, I assume that they sat back and they cherry picked certain aspects of all the tournaments, and then they put together some kind of a structure. And right now, it's probably an experiment, I guess, at best. Functional, of course, but yeah. trying to see, you know, what works and what doesn't. And then they have the infrastructure to really take it
and dial it
where it's supposed to be, to where you've got everyday names. Like, you know, you'll have, you know, I mean, of course, Drew Gregory and like the whole sloth of them, they're going to be like regular household names.
Sure.
You know, in
fishing. Like Iaconelli and
yeah.
Swindle yeah. and, you know, Latimer, and yeah. I mean, that's yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah. So, I mean, it's like, you know, the what potentially
we forgot one name, Schiller. Yeah, that'll be a household,
yeah. But I mean, the potential, I mean,
Schiller, like, who,
yeah,
Schiller the killer, Schiller,
but I mean, like, the potential just and then just of the impact of what yeah. this could really be in the future,
sure.
I mean, just imagine like seeing, you know, those guys on TV and be like, it's like, oh man, I was right next to him once.
That's right. I knew him when. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, but I mean, it'd be cool, man. It's like, you know, kayaking deserves it. And it's still new. And I think that's the thing too, is kayak fishing is
still new.
Is as much as we don't want to admit it, it's still new.
Well, like Dwayne was holding up that little SD card, you know, like when was that? 2014, 2013, you said?
That was 2014, 2015 still.
Yeah.
They still rock those in like regular.
So you're talking, you know, six, 7 years.
Yeah, like, they're real tiny now.
We're still in elementary school, boys and girls. You know, like
I think so. Yeah, time. I really do. I think so. I think. And back to some of the comments you made earlier. I was in the elevator with Hunter Shawrock. They had the, I guess it's called the Night of Champions that Bassmasters has. I didn't know if y'all even knew that existed.
Yep.
It's called the Night of Champions. And so the winners from past, you know, the past year gets to come back and celebrate and talk to and whatnot. Well, he was there and they were in NX and Texas style. They all had cowboy hats on. I didn't realize it was him in the elevator. And so when I got to the top level and I introduced, we talked for a little bit going up and I introduced myself when he said his name, I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize it. He said, yes, the hat. So he pulls it off. And I explained to him what the kayakers were doing at Possum Kingdom. And I told him some of the limits and how big they were. And his mouth dropped when I told him there was, you know, 200 plus inches over a 2-day period, 10 fish. And he just went, you know.
Yep.
So it's turning heads. It really is. Oh, and sure. What the guys are doing.
And I think that's going to force the boaters to evolve.
Yeah.
I mean, not that they're doing bad, but I mean, and like they've been, I mean, they do a lot of running and gunning and I get it. You know,
it's going
like
to make them slow down. It's going to make them slow down.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, now that they know like, whoa, you can sit on a spot and like really, I mean, and of course everything is different, but the, like I said, guys in plastic boats, you know, and gals are just killing it.
Yeah.
I mean, bringing up some donkeys, dude, everywhere they go.
I've always said that the plastic boats will make you a better fisherman because it makes you slow down. It makes you dissect the water. It makes you fish everything you got in front of you before you move, before moving on. And I believe that if you put a kayaker in a bass boat, well, I'm not going to say, well, possibly if you put a kayaker in a bass boat, he would probably be a better fisherman for it. If that makes sense.
I agree with that for sure.
Yeah. Oh, it, unless the motor on the back makes you just want to run and gun, if that makes sense.
Well, I got this one buddy who trolls like I think at 5 miles an hour, and I don't think I've ever fished a Senko so fast in my life. Like being on the back of the boat, I'm like, dude, I'm like, I don't know, I gotta just start fishing heavy stuff because everything's floating to the top a minute it gets on the water.
Slow down a minute, man. There's water right here.
Yeah,
that's funny. We got a great question coming in from Frank. He says, does Bass partner with other series to allow anglers to qualify for the championship?
At currently, no, Frank, they do not. That's something I can, if you don't mind, Frank, I'll get with you later on that. We'll talk about it and maybe we can see if that might make that happen, but, it might actually help grow their series as well. But, I would like to talk to you about that and maybe we can bring that to their attention. So it's a good question, man.
I could see some crossovers and partnering, you know, I actually like what we're doing.
Sure.
Right. I mean, cause it just helps the industry, right?
Yeah.
Everybody benefits.
Yeah.
If not there, you would partner with the Bass Nation,
Bass Nation Club.
On the state level and bring those together to give those guys an opportunity to fish to qualify for the event.
Sure.
Probably not for the opens, but for the nation level.
Yeah.
I could see that happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and of course, there's, you know, fiscal responsibility to some extent, depending on how big they are. And, you know, there's going to be some limitations, sure. But, I mean, I think the opportunity is definitely there for a lot of these companies to, and well, just the, let's just say the series, to partner up in some way and befriend one another to help each other. I mean, because ultimately, too, once, you know, Bass takes off, everybody's going to win. Because then it's going to put every trail series in the crosshairs of all of the regional guys.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, whether there's a partnership or not, but either way, like, I mean, once they kind of, you know, and I don't really see that. I mean, the reason why I bring it up is because we see that in the kayak side. I mean, we kind of pride ourselves in that, of course. But I mean, but we have a different scenario, you know, also. But, you know, I find that when you I guess promote, like, I don't think you're really promoting, what's it called?
Oh, spit it out, Jay.
I can't spit it out. Oh, I can't think, man. God, you know, basically it's just, you know, instead of like the trail series running against each other,
right?
They're bringing it in more, and then partnering friendships, you know, and then one boosts the other.
Yeah.
You know, and I like seeing that too. It's like, you know, you can kind of step to the side and, you know, even the Giants can go, hey, you know, these guys are doing a great job out there. Make sure you go hit them up. You know, we're involved with them, you know, it's to some degree, but at any rate, you know, just to see the camaraderie between the teams, the trails, you know, the companies, I mean, that's what it really needs, in my opinion.
You know, one of the couple things to touch on about and Bass is an entity. I don't work for Bass, but they're an entity, right? You know, they have their membership, and that's the thing is, mm-hmm. for $15 a year, which is the cheapest membership you can purchase, you get, and then of course your Bass Nation fees, you get $1 million policy. Just remember that. You get a full-blown $1 million policy liability with Bass if you're fishing and you have, you know what I'm saying, and that's at your, you know, at your disposal to use. The other thing that I noticed at the Classic is if you're a Bass Nation member or a Life member, they had a lounge there for you to go into and sit and rest and have water and some food. I didn't go in there and eat. Luckily, I was able to go to the other lounge and eat. But still, they had a nice setup.
You had top secret access lounge. I like
that. I had that top secret
badge.
That's funny.
Hold that up again so I could frame it up, you know, copy it for next year. Change that one to a two. Ching.
It'll be a different color next year. So, but anyway, I think that, you know, we've been really blessed, man. I tell you, you know, to be able to work with those guys, they are some stand up folks. They're firm, they're straightforward, but they've been through it. Okay.
Sure.
I mean, they deal with the elites. I'm not saying that we're different than the elites, but I'm just saying that they deal with folks on a daily basis. So they understand how it goes, and, they've been good. But we're trying to break down barriers and get some things going and mold some things to the kayak world. And I think in time, as we said, it'll get there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, guys got to think, you know, Bass has been around for how many years? Over 50 years, right? And obviously they've been through some, you know, struggles, some ups, some downs, all that stuff. And, you know, they got their stuff dialed in, man. And especially with the sport, you know, evolutionizing and changing on a consistent basis, you know, it's like, you know, they've been there, they've done that. So I think it's only going to help. But going back to you talking about the camaraderie and stuff of the anglers, one thing I definitely wanted to bring up tonight, and I wish that broadcast would have dove into it more. I forget, it was Jason Barofka.
Barofka. Mm-hmm.
His son, JT. Has, a very rare illness. He got very emotional. He put that out there. I got it scrolling on the bottom of the screen. If you're listening on the podcast, I'm going to put it in the show notes. Go to savejt.com. And Joe McElroy took second place, won a $5,000 check, donated it to Save JT. Yep. That was pretty freaking incredible.
Yeah, that's huge, man. That's
man, I was on stage. I had no idea he was going to do that, and it just really brought me to a whole different level. Let me tell you.
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, I got kind of choked up. You know, it's like, it's amazing, man. I've only been in this little kayak game for a little bit, and you know, it's amazing to see how many guys have struggled in the whole community back them up, whether it's at the local club level. You know, we saw it at the, or I saw it personally at the Crossroads Kayak Fishing Classic, whatever, I forget the name of that, but you know, dude got ran over in a boat, Brock Howell.
Yeah,
you know, good old Brock. But that was the best thing that ever happened to him, because now he's got a golden horseshoe permanently inseminated in his rear end, because any giveaway that's online, he wins. It's ridiculous. but that happened, right? I was helping run that event. That happened. Word quickly went through the field of anglers. There was 50 anglers. Went through the field. Everybody was coming in to check in. That event wasn't on Tourney X because there was no signal there. So everybody came in for manual photo submission. First guy up to get his photos checked, had a cardboard box, put it on the table, and he said, "Hey, if you guys could, this is for Brock Howell, anything anybody could donate," whatever, because he had lost his eyeglasses, his cell phone, rods, some baits, things like that. And this was on day one. It was a two-day event. And he was going to go home. I'm like, "Dude, I'm not fishing the tournament. Take my boat. I got rods. I'll give you a GoPro." Like, whatever. I forget how many hundreds of dollars were in that box by the end of the day. He was able to get a new phone, new eyeglasses. They had rods that were donated from sponsors. Mm-hmm. He went home with some new rods, some new baits. The one kayak shop that was sponsoring the event told him, "Whatever kayak you want, this is what I sell. I'll give you 40% off, which is basically my cost," and things like that. And I've seen it even, you know, I think it was...
I know you're going to say the one I was going to say.
I don't know if it's the one I was going to say. Probably not. But I saw one time Duke Westcamp blew a tire on his trailer in the middle of nowhere, Indiana. He posted on Facebook and he had like 12 guys. "I could be there in 4 hours or something like that." Yep. You know, like it's kind of crazy, man.
Yeah. Or even like when Ken Wood flipped.
Yeah.
What was that? 18 champion in the championship, Kentucky Lake.
Yep.
And let me tell you, I was there. I can tell you it's quite a joy to have to wear a dry suit in while it's snowing and it's so freaking cold. That poor guy flipped in his Jackson. Lost a ton of stuff, floated down, not even in a dry suit. Like, the dude's lucky he's alive.
Yeah.
And then, like, what happens? Same deal.
Yeah.
Chad puts it out. Everybody starts coming together. Dude, even so, Jackson was bringing, when I was on the team, Jackson was bringing us drives. They brought him a lower.
Yeah.
For free because they heard what happened to his drive. And then I was lucky enough to be the one to give it to him.
Yeah.
But I mean, but it was like, dude, Jackson just did that.
Yeah,
for the hell of it, they heard the story and they're like, "Oh my god!" But that—I mean, if that's not a testament to like what we are a part of,
there's so many stories, man. So many. I mean, you know, I'm thinking right here. You know, Vinny Ferrari when he flipped his truck and demolished everything, truck, trailer, everything.
That was last year, right? Yeah.
And so everybody came together. We ran a tournament series, a tournament for him, and all money went directly to him to help him get back on track. Matthew Dunn, I think it was Matthew Dunn that his house burned.
Yeah.
Glenn Landstrom, you know, his kayak burned up, everything he had burned up, garage burned up, everything. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. Someone is going to help somehow. And it's always where everybody comes together. And I was just talking about that today with some potential new customers of mine, and they were trying to get a feel for what we do and what we've been doing. And I talked to them about a lot of charity events that we actually sponsor. We give away our portion. You know, where we would have an income, we just give it away and turn right around and give it to the charities because it's the right thing to do. You know,
heck yeah.
So what, you know, it's, I mean, I'll say so what, but it's, I mean, so what as if it's the right thing to do to give that money to somebody in need. And that's what we're going to do. And, so.
Yeah. You can't take it with you. Right.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it's like, you might as well, I mean, we had a talk like that at work today too, but I mean, on a different subject, but it's just like, you know, if you have the access, and you're able to do it, like, why not do it? Even if it's just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. You
know? I mean, every now and then, dude, like in Christmas, I'll hand a dude a $100 bill.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're all healthy. We're all healthy. We've got what we need. We're warm at night or cool at night, whatever. Yeah. You know, help somebody else out. I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah. And that, you know, and that's like the best feeling too, right? I mean, like, and that doesn't have to be broadcast. I mean, you know, some people do, but that's okay. But I mean, I can't tell you how much stuff we've done behind the scenes. Like, nobody even knows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, but I mean, it's like, you're not looking for, you know, I don't know. Like, we kind of have a stance on that anyway, but that's just because, you know, we're just trying to be good human beings, man. Yep. You know, it's like, and then just give back. It's like, that's what you should be doing. Cause you know that somebody's going to actually, Mikey's a good one.
Mike. Oh, McKinstry.
Yeah, McKinstry is really good about that. He is so like, Dwayne, you know him. Like, he is a solid dude. He's so nice. I mean,
I'm surprised you're talking nice about him because you know what's coming Monday when he's on the birthday show. Well,
it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, I feel bad. I'm going to miss that show, man. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to miss it because I'm going to watch it, but I feel bad. I was like, oh, crap, could have went another week.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's all good. Me and Mikey are buddies. But the thing is like, you know, he's real genuine with it. And he doesn't care what anybody thinks. Yeah. I mean, but he's doing all kinds of good. And he's doing his thing, man. And he like, and that's kind of a stipulation when he joins teams. He's like, hey, so I do this usually, so I need you to do that. I'm not sure how he frames it, but he gets these like Berkeley's doing stuff.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's crazy. Like the pull this guy's got, but it's
very infectious.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it catches on really quick.
It's good. I mean, but that again, that just promotes. Like, they're like, all they're going to think too is like that kayak guy.
Yeah.
You know, either way, but they're just like, hey, that's me. That's you. That's you, Dwayne.
that little kayak guy.
I want to ask you a question since you guys are that kayak guys. Okay. So I'm just curious about this. Does the name kayak when they call you and say, are you that kayak guy? Are you that guy that fishes out of kayaks? Does that bother you? Or I mean, I'm asking you a question. You understand what I'm saying though?
Yeah.
Because it's happened where, they fish out of those kayaks, you know? So is that,
I take it as a term of endearment.
Yeah.
Cause I think fishing out of kayak is badass.
It's a badge of honor.
I'm just curious. I just wanted to know y'all's opinion on that. Cause
I've never taken offense.
I'll say this, like, it's a badge of honor until, they talk about the kayakers at the launch. Like blocking the boats. Yeah, then I'm like, I don't know those guys.
I don't know those guys. Yeah.
I got a 17 foot tractor.
it's funny, man. Like, you know, it's, I get asked sometimes, I'll wear a paddle and fin t-shirt. Or somebody see a paddle and fin sticker on my car or something like that.
You need a motor and fin. Now you need a motor and fin instead of paddle and fin, right? Yeah.
They'll ask me what that is. And I'm like, oh, we do a kayak fishing podcast, you know? And they're like, kayak fishing. And it's funny because the general public automatically assumes and they visualize a little sitting kayak. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then
That's kind of where I was leaning with when I was asking the question about Waga.
I mean, I get that. Like, you know, a lot of times people are like, you fish out of a kayak. Like, how does that work? And I'm like, it's a fishing kayak. It's not what you think it is.
You don't know what it is. That's exactly right.
And I take the time to explain it, and they're like, really?
Holy crap. Yeah.
That sounds like awesome.
But we all started in those little kayaks.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know? I mean, I was just in the Verizon store. To your point, she saw the sticker on the back of my window, and I was just in there doing some phone business, and I had a conversation going with her, and she's basically in the same boat, so to speak, that, you know, we're talking about. She's in like a little sitting kayak, you know, and she, she sounds like she's a stick too. And she's like, I go up to the UP, you ever hear this? I'm like, no, I need Brian here. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
That's the thing too, right? Like, I was in picking up some paint for one of our jobs the other day, and the dude, it was a 5-gallon bucket. He wheeled it out to my truck. Shout out to the dude at Sherwin Williams. And he looked at the back of my truck. He's like, oh, you're one of those kayak fishermen, huh? And I was like, yeah, man. I'm like, you kayak fish? And he was like, nah. He said, yeah. He's like, I got a little sitting kayak. And I'm like, he's like, I don't know, man. It makes me weary and this and that. And I'm like, dude, there's some badass boats out there. He's a bigger dude. You know, he's worried about tipping over. I'm like, I'm telling you right now, there's boats. Dude, you can walk and dance a happy jig all over them and you ain't tipping over. And he was like, seriously? Like, I was like, oh, yeah. So I like named off a couple brands and I could see the gears turning in his head as he walked back into the store, you know? And I'm like, well, there's another one, you know, I don't take offense to it. I think it's misconceived a lot.
It's education that we should educate people that, it's not a 8-foot kayak or a 10-foot kayak that you sit in and, you know, is a full blown, 14-foot, stand up, fish out of, flip fish, do everything you want to do out of it.
Yeah.
I think if people were educated more, this is my thing, my take on this. I think if before people say, oh, you fish out of a kayak, I think if they were educated more on what we do and how we do it and the size kayak we do it in, they would think twice about saying that. Does that make sense? Because I think
that's, absolutely.
Like you said, it's a misconception of, you're in a 10-footer.
Yeah, right. Well,
you know what? But I think it's worth saying that, like, I mean, I still have a Menards Viper, and it's like a 10-footer, real basic boat.
When was the last time you were in that boat, Jay?
Okay, it's been a minute.
I was going to say, which one do you grab?
but I have hiked, like, into the woods or something.
Sure.
With it on my shoulder, be it that it's 40 pounds.
When's the last time you did that, Jay?
It's been a minute.
So, moving on. But I'm just saying there was a time where I had done that, and I mean, geez, with Glenn, like sliding down like this crazy stuff, like basically fishing, like, spillways and weird stuff that you normally,
hey, Brian,
like, I ain't dragging Maliska there, man.
Yeah.
Brian, put him in the back of the truck facing outward and run backwards real fast and slam on. I want to see that.
Shoot him right into the lake. Yeah. We could do that at my lake, dude.
I want to see try that. It. Video that.
You down?
Wait, didn't you try that over here in the Flint?
No, I tried going through the whitewater park, not getting jacked out of the back of a truck.
Have you ever seen a giant float?
It was pretty funny. I don't even know what happened. It happened that fast.
Yeah, dude, you like took on some. I knew it was going to be bad because I took on water, and I was like, and then all of a sudden you're in the water.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this isn't a good idea.
I think water just rushed over to the deck, filled up so fast, it tipped me to one side.
Yeah. When the whitewater guys are looking at you crooked, you're like, I got this, bro. Yeah,
they're like, what are you guys doing?
There's limitations to everything.
It's funny though, 7 years, well, no, it's been 9 years ago. I got in my first kayak and it was a sit inside and it was like a 10-foot FS 10 or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And man, I'm 260 pounds and I kind of just slid down that sucker. And when you hit that one stroke of that paddle and you turn and go back that way, it's just like this.
Yeah.
And, but the first time you get in it, I still remember the first bass I caught and the first time I was in that kayak, and that's what started this whole thing.
Being
able to catch the fish at water level, reach down and pick him up. Mm-hmm. To me, that was like, oh, this is it. I'm hooked.
Well, not only that, but like in those little boats, like little 10-foot sitting sides, you catch a 15-inch bass, it's pulling you around the lake. It's Moby Dick, You're like, this is awesome.
Like my first one was like 9.5-foot mainstream, and it is still being used by somebody who fishes.
Yeah,
which is cool. And that's not a fishing boat. Yeah. That's a very fast little kayak, but it's and it's one of those ones you're like, you can't get too relaxed on.
Yeah,
not like you can in the boat. Now you're like, that's what I look for now, because like you can't do that in the Viper. I mean, I want to be able to just kick it and be like, all right.
Yeah, I think it was funny this past weekend. Me and you are just like both sitting back, like one leg up over the other.
Funny.
Just like sitting back, cruising. Like,
yeah, I was like, we'd be like the perfect going poster for New Canoe.
Yeah, right. Like, going to the next spot.
I mean, we literally were like, had the feet kicked up and everything. I was like, dude, this is so funny. He's like smoking a cigarette, and I'm just chilling. I'm like, this is what we do now. I'm going to check some messages.
Right. It's crazy, man.
Laid back, man. That's good stuff.
It's interesting to see how far, the kayak fishing world has come. Tuesday night, I was doing the New Canoe Show, and I had Eddie McCray on. He's 52, 54, something like that. And
I met Eddie once.
Yeah, yep. Eddie was talking about, you know, like how far he's seen like these kayaks come and this and that. And we kind of went down that reminiscing of all that stuff. And it was interesting, man. Like, I got into the game a little later than a lot of guys, you know, that have been around a while. And it's just cool to hear the stories and, you know, just look back at the evolution of it all.
Yeah, and Eddie's been in the trenches for quite some time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know,
that dude does a lot of stuff. He's got his hands in a lot of stuff.
Dude, he looks, I tell you what, he looks like he's a woodsman. And then he was talking about a friend of his, and he was like, you want to talk about a guy that lives up in the hills?
Yeah.
I was like looking at him like, you look like you live in the hills, bro. You know, but what a cool guy and interesting stories he had, you know?
Well, and isn't that the thing, though? Like, yeah. Everybody you pretty much meet. I mean,
every kayak angler's got a story.
Yeah, everybody's cool though. Like, you know, everybody wants to talk to you. Everybody wants to hang out. Yeah, you got your clicks, but I mean, but still, sure. There's still like a lot of like, and I'll use the word again, camaraderie.
Yeah,
with everybody, and like, you know, it's just very welcoming, and you know, and you know, people are just there when you need them. You know,
I think of it like this though. People are not in too big a hurry. If you're a kayaker, you don't seem to be that person in a hurry. Does that make sense?
Sure.
I get that. Yeah, I get that feeling when you meet people, you're like, they want to just hang out, visit. But when you, and honestly, when I was bass boat fishing, you know, I was always in a hurry. It's like run and gun. Got to go, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think if we dial it down a notch, you know, which we're doing, I think that, you know, stop and smell the roses.
Yeah. Heck yeah, man.
And I've ran into plenty. And like, I've hung out with bass guys like beside their boat, and they're always like, man, that thing's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like hanging on to the side of their boat. It's so funny because you're so low, you know, and like, you know, here you are just hanging out. Like, I remember having a beer with a guy, you know, just like kicking. He's like, want a beer? I'm like, you know what?
Sure. I guess.
Like, let's do this. You know, I'm sitting here, like, let's, you know, but you know, it's like, you know, and I needed some hooks. Like, I ran out of hooks. But he heard
that's why
me.
He was really there. That's why. Yeah,
now it all makes sense.
No. But no, he heard me because we were by each other. And I was like, shit. Oh, well, whatever. And I was like, man, that was my last hook. And I just said it out loud. And he's like, hey, you need some hooks? I'm like, what? I'm like, is that you? Like, you know, I'm like, wait, there's like somebody like ready to give me hooks. Yeah. And the guy just set me up, and I was able to fish the way I was fishing, you know, an additional couple hours. But that ensued in conversation, and then just actually chilling with them, and it was up in Michigan on like one of their lakes. You know, we're just having a good time. You know,
I think the last bass boat I hung out beside was the one that was pulling hook out of my hand. I think that's what
that happens sometimes too.
Yeah,
you know, and I've also been like pulled by a boat because. Well, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, right.
That's a really.
Oh
bad
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That was on the chain.
That was on Madison chain.
That was bad. Yeah.
Speaking of which, we're going there this weekend. Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
Jennifer McNaughton in the chat. Hey, what are you doing? Well, we're winding down here, man. So I got one question I wanted to ask you. And I'm not
just one.
I mean, if you know the answer, you don't have to spill the juice. But do you foresee, and this is a topic that's been talked about a lot in the big bass boat world, transporting fish and live wells and things like that. Yeah. Do you ever, you know, you being Tourney X, do you ever foresee the big bass boat guys going towards a CPR format, kind of like the kayak guys do? I know MLF's got it with the scales and things like that, but do you ever see him, you know, measuring fish versus weights? Do you ever see that happening?
Can I add to that? And I think knowing now what we pretty much know, the science behind how bass live and where they live, and like in the stories you hear about the after, you know, the aftermath sometimes, like, what do you think about that?
I think that I don't think they're going to stop doing what they're doing. I really don't. And that's my, you know, as much as I would love for them to, I think it's traditional. I think the only way it would ever happen is if the government got involved and they shut down some of the lakes. And they actually you know what I'm saying? And I hate to say the government gets involved in everything, but they do. And I don't want to go into that with everybody because we could be here all night and we need a lot of beers for that. But what I'm saying is,
I'll end up on a list.
And I'll get, yeah. So, I mean, take Lake Fork, for example. Okay. One of the biggest fisheries in the country. Okay. You saw when Hobie BOS was over there, you know, at that time, and even some of the bass and this, that, and other, there were some huge fish. It's like one of the most sought after lakes to fish. You want to know why? Because they got huge slot limits. You can't bring the fish out and bring them in to weigh them in. You can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, I don't know if that's government related or what, I'm sure it is, but until that happens on a lot of the lakes that are fished, I don't think it's going to change. So
there's probably an element of cheating too, right? Because you could still, like, you still find guys tying up bass out there and whatever. And if you do a CPR thing, you could be like, I don't know, like, let's say Okeechobee, right? You could be anywhere out there, and like, you can't have, like, you know, the fish police everywhere. So,
right.
I mean, I could see, I mean, that's, I think that's a
valid. Well, the bigger bass boat tournaments, you know, normally there's cameramen involved and stuff like that.
With the pros. I mean? True. I mean, but, hey man,
I'm just asking, you know.
No, I think it's a great question. I've always said 3 to 5 years. I think it would happen. Mm-hmm. But the more the 3 to 5 years is coming faster and faster, it's not happening. You know, maybe it will, maybe it won't. But I think as for now, it's going to stay pretty much traditional the way it is. We'll continue that streak. We're going to continue that path. And mm-hmm. I think that what I'd like to do with Tourney X, and hopefully we can, I was talking to Drew the other day, but we were possibly where you see the your five fish and you have your total inches. Uh-huh. I would like to have at the bottom over here estimated weight block.
That would be cool.
But I got to figure out how to do that without a girth, because girth is the leading measurement that we need for that. And we don't take that measurement, and I don't think anybody's going to want to take the time to take that measurement.
Right.
But there may be a chart out there or something that we can get close. I mean, even if I can get close within a half a pound of a Feech fish, I think it would be cool to see something that says, you know, 112 inches, 30 pounds, 32 pounds.
So I know I've seen charts out there that kind of inches to weight. I mean, you got to take it with a grain of salt. Obviously, if you're fishing in spring, that weight's probably going to be a little heavier. Oh, if you're fishing, you know, just after the spawn, probably going to be a little less. You know what I mean? It's one of those things, but that would be totally cool, because, you know, that comparison right there always gets made when we're talking about the big boat guys, you know, compared to kayak guys in inches, like, who's catching the bigger bags.
And you got to think like that. I mean, I don't know how to do this stuff, but I'm guessing this is some kind of an AI type of calculation where your system would probably have to be able to identify by just probably measuring on the board and then figuring all that out, that calculation quick enough to do that.
There you go, Duke Westcamp, new catch board idea.
Yeah. I mean, that's a whole nother level of, like, man, I mean, that would be a step up.
Yeah. But I mean, even if, and I'm not trying to start controversy on that, because I know people will go, well, that's not a correct number. That's not, but they got to understand, it's just an estimate that gives you a hypothetical number that's pretty close. You know, something
pretty just a fun bonus to look at.
It's like that time I caught that fish like this big, you know. It's like, it's all about perception. Perception.
I swear it was this big.
You hold it out, you're like this.
Yeah.
Or get like those little hands. Little hands, you know? Those are like the funniest things, man.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
I saw a video the other day of chickens with like little arms on their wings running around. I forget where I saw that, dude. It was hilarious looking. Jay, it was like, looked like big.
Yeah.
Get him a beer. He needs one.
No, I know. Like, I was like, dude, seeing things. Like, I mean, like, I'm the guy who doesn't talk, and I'm like, we're talking about fish, bro. Chickens.
Where'd the chickens come from?
It's off subject.
I know. He's hungry, dude.
You said little hands. Little hands. Yeah, or something. Yeah.
We're getting chicken, I guess, after this.
Some Popeyes.
There you go.
But,
that's some good stuff, man.
Well, we're winding down, man. We'll give you the floor. Shout out anything you want, where people can you know, obviously it's tourneyx.com. Most of you guys should know that. You know, any last words, thoughts, things like that, man?
You know, as I said at the beginning, it's been a hell of a road, I'll be honest with you. And certainly I appreciate you guys supporting us with your series as well. And hats off to Susie Roloff. She's a doll. I want to throw that name out there because she's a – when I have conversations with her, it's just like talking to my best friend.
Yeah.
She's a cool. good one. She is. Mm-hmm. And there's so many people out there, so many people that are so supportive, and we certainly appreciate those people. And I couldn't even, you know, begin to name all the names. If you want to check us out at tourneyx.com/app, that will get you directly to the tournament page, gives you all the tournaments. Tourneyx.com is basically our marketing page. We're working on some updates on the app. We're going to start updating a few extra little here's and there's. I'd like to start doing some more things for each angler profile, adding some more calculations in there. So there's so many things to do, and there's just not enough time to do them. And just give us some time. We'll get there. And we certainly appreciate it. Thank you, Daniel. I appreciate it, man. We got a couple sponsors on the site. Old Town has been supporting us, and also Mariner Sales out of Dallas. Those guys support us. We appreciate them. The Hobie series is a big support to us. BASS, of course, and you guys, and there's just so many. You were talking about tournament directors earlier. We've got a little over 700 tournament directors on TourneyX, just so you know. It's unreal. Almost 70,000 users. And we're hoping to reach our millionth fish soon. So it's going to be
awesome.
It's going to be epic, man. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. I'm going to throw this out there because, I'm a maverick.
You're a what?
Yeah. Like maybe this has been my word today. Maybe there's a slimming feature for the hero shot for the more robust.
Feature.
Like all of a sudden you got filters on there. I don't know. I'm just saying, some of us are a little
self-conscious. Oh yeah. We'll make the bass fatter and us slimmer. Is that what you're asking for?
You know what?
That's exactly what
I didn't say. It. You heard it first, folks. You heard it here.
He wants his little 10-inch bass to look like it's 18 inches, you know? It's
like I mean that was a premiere. Like, thank you very much, Dwayne, for the new feature that the week, right? Isn't it?
My gosh. Jesus. I don't know how you put up with him, Brian.
Oh, man. Anyway. Too good. Trust me, it's a mutual thing.
Yeah.
It's a mutual thing. You don't see us when we're off camera. I'm the worst one. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, but man, thank you so much, not only for taking the time out tonight, but all the hard work, sweat and tears you and your crew has put in TourneyX, what you're doing with bass, it's huge. I think what you're doing for the sport itself and the community, dude, it's super cool. I love it. I just know it's going to help continue to grow things, man. It's super
that, man.
Huge, man. Hats off to you.
You know, all those things you're saying are, I love them and I appreciate it. But I'm just the same as you guys are. I put pants on every day. I just want people to enjoy what they're doing, fish, enjoy life, get out there and catch a big one, slap it on TourneyX and enjoy it, man. That's I've never thought of myself as being anything other than just another guy that likes to fish, and that's the way I always feel. So, and I've told everybody, if you ever need me, just pick up the phone and call me. You know, my name's out there somewhere on the internet. If you need something, need to talk, need to shoot the bull, got some ideas, it doesn't matter. Give me a shout. I'm always available.
It's awesome, man.
Cool.
It's awesome.
I appreciate it. Thank y'all for having me on tonight.
Yeah, man. Anytime you want to come back, or if you got something coming up with TourneyX, or you need us to shout out like an update coming up or something like that, man, just always, doors always open, man. Just let us know. And we'd be more than happy to help you out.
Thank you, sir.
Jay, final thoughts? Anything?
Thanks for coming out, man. We appreciate it.
Holy crap. Jay finally said something when I asked him if he had any final thoughts.
He's a maverick, everybody. Man. He's a maverick. Just remember that.
You know what? And he talked a lot tonight too. That's two shows in a row, dude.
I think I'm gonna be quitting Stan's. this you go out on a high note.
Jay's coming out of his shell, boys and girls.
Yeah.
But we appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. If you jumped in late, obviously you could still catch it on the podcast platform. It'll be on Facebook, YouTube. As always, you can go to Waypoint TV. You could download their app as well. Go to the listen feature right at the bottom, and we have audio and video feature right on Waypoint TV as well. To all those coming out to Madison this weekend, we will see you tomorrow night at Ale Asylum in Madison, Wisconsin. Address is right on Turney X. Make sure you check the rules. Make sure you sign a waiver and
make sure you support them. They're good people. I mean, you know, Ale Asylum.
Oh, well, yeah. Duh. I mean, they're I'm
just saying, you know,
they're letting a bunch of kayak anglers in the
I know. And we know how those kayak guys are. I mean, it is just insane. But no, they're good.
Ruthless, man. Yeah. They're ruthless. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. No, we've been super fortunate, man. So far for the trail, we've had a lot of locations offer up their venues to have our weigh-ins and captains meetings and stuff like that. I did talk to Brad Hurlboss last night, and he was pretty blown away that we were going to Ale Asylum, and he said they make some pretty killer beers. So
yep.
Sorry, you're going to miss that, buddy. I know. I'll have
actually,
one for you.
I've been invited up there separate because they know I won't be there.
So. Okay. All right. Like,
but they said not you, though.
Yeah. All right. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. I'll take it. I'll take it on the chin. All right, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in this evening. We will catch you next week with Drew Gregory,
yes, sir.
Armando Salah, maybe Jimmy Skinner. We're going to do round two of the big tournament series. Drew was listening to that show. Had some input, wanted to throw some stuff, more stuff in on that. I know Armando was listening. So, and then always Monday night.
Yes, sir.
Birthday show. Get ready. Giveaways.
600.
Yeah, buddy. Till next time, boys and girls. Tight lines. Smooth paddling. Peace.